14:30 ESPN Beaver Dam Friday night kickoff show continues as we bring in Travis Wilson from BoundWisconsin.com. As a lot of teams already in to conference play after last week, Travis, before we talk about high school football, tell us about Bound Wisconsin.
Yeah, excited to get going on building out a new home for high school sports in the state of Wisconsin at BoundWisconsin.com. You can check it out for all kinds of content and coverage, weekly previews, coaches poll, player and team of the week polls, all kinds of stuff going on there for content and coverage. And then also information on all of the teams in the state with scores and standings, state leaders, conference leaders, all kinds of stuff that you can check out. So make sure you make BoundWisconsin.com your new bookmark and your new daily destination for high school sports.
And you're starting to mix in some other, obviously it's starting up this kind of fresh. I see you have some volleyball rankings on, some soccer stuff on there this week as well. So people can kind of dive into that as your one-stop shop. And eventually down the road, everything will kind of be fully engulfed in prep sports over at BoundWisconsin.com.
Yeah, that's what we're shooting for. A little bit of a tight timeline this year to get the rest of the fall sports in terms of full coverage, but looking to continue to build that out and already working on plans and conversations for basketball, what we're going to be doing and getting the basketball seasons up and running. So, it's going to be plenty busy to get things off the ground, but we're excited about what's happening at Bound Wisconsin.
Hey, Travis, last week a lot of the leagues across the region kicked off their conference slates. Did anything catch your eye last week as conference openers hit? Because with non-conference games, you saw some great matchups and such, but now you're into the conference season. Was there anything that caught your attention?
It's always interesting when you move into conference play because in non-conference, different people look at those games differently. Sometimes, they want to challenge themselves or maybe they want to get some confidence going into the conference schedule and they don't schedule a particularly great opponent. But once you get into conference, you know those teams, those coaches, what they do and in a lot of cases what they've done for a long time. And conference becomes a little bit more of a challenge, and you see a few more upsets along the way in conference because there is that level of familiarity and just that, it's just tougher in conference play. So certainly there were some upsets around the state. Unfortunately, my Reedsburg Beavers were involved in one of them. We were ranked in the top five in Division III but went down to La Crosse Central, a solid team who had a couple tough non-conference losses. A little more locally in the Flyway Conference at last week's results, nothing that stood out too much in terms of upsets, but a couple of really competitive games. It was interesting to see Laconia holding, pretty close with St. Mary Springs. The Ledgers were able to pull out a 10-0 victory, but not the kind of dominating performance that you may have expected from St. Mary Springs. And then that Mayville-Winnebago-Lutheran game was really interesting as well. Mayville pulled it out, a close one, 14-7. Again, a close competitive game and a good showing for Winnebago Lutheran. They obviously want to get the win there, but that's a tough situation for WLA. They're 0-3, but they've lost to ranked teams every single week. We're seeing St. Catharines and Amherst in the non-conference, Mayville in the first conference game. So, I'm sure they're looking for a little bit of not a break. But, Campbellsport, they got to feel like, is a little different animal than maybe what they saw the first few weeks.
Sure. Looking at the Flyway Conference race this year, obviously teams at the top, you have Mayville, Lomira, St. Mary Springs. One of the biggest changes, obviously, is Bob Hyland stepping down after 50-plus years as the head coach at St. Mary Springs Academy. A different feel on the sidelines, though, Coach Hyland out there with his winter Notre Dame hat as this year goes along, right?
Yeah, it's crazy to think that, he did end up retiring. We weren't sure if it would ever happen. But you got to move on at some point. And it will be, a topic of conversation, something we'll continue to follow how that transition goes. Coach Wilderman's been there for a while and has been a part of success. And, there's certainly a run of coaches that are used to being successful, but we have seen other instances where highly successful coaches step down, move on, and the next regime is just not quite able to continue at the same level, whether it's Wisconsin Lutheran, when Kirk DeNoyer stepped down there and they have been solid. They made it to the state semifinals last year, but overall, maybe not quite at the level that they were before. And again, we've seen it in a number of different places that it's just tough to continue that level of success. So that'll be something that a lot of people will follow for quite a while here, what happens with St. Mary Springs.
We'll talk with Travis Wilson from BoundWisconsin.com. Travis, Lamira climbed to the top of the mountain last year, winning the state championship. And I know talking to some coaches, they're like, they had a lot to replace, but it seems like Coach Gregory and his team have just kept the train moving this year.
They have. It's tough to say that a defending state champion being 3-0 and looking really good is a surprise, but given the personnel losses they had, with very few returning starters from last season, a really senior-dominated team, it's been impressive what they've been able to do. And I believe they were outside of our top 10 to begin the year, but they've climbed up to fifth in the coaches' poll in Division 6, and that's going to be a great one. Certainly one of the games that we've highlighted in our weekly preview with Lamira taking on St. Mary Springs to see, how things go in that one. And, a three-way tie atop the conference last year, those two plus Mayville. So a really outstanding early game to get a better feel for both teams, really.
And you mentioned Mayville there. Scott Hilber has gotten that program back on its feet, consistency back, from his dad, Alex, and then, Coach Nenning that was there. Mayville's a team now every year. They went back-to-back a couple years ago. They feel like their team now that has kind of restored the roar there, and they got their program back on solid footing.
Yeah, and that's been great to see. Mayville has been solid for a long time. Obviously, we're an elite program for a long time under Alex Hilber. But that's, again, one of those that, they didn't quite continue that run of success at the same level anyway after Coach Hilber had left. But Scott Hilber back and getting things going in a really good direction. They've cycled through a few different groups now over the last 4 or 5 years that he's been there. And that shows the staying power of what he has built and what they are continuing to do at Mayville. Should not have any problems with North Fond du Lac tonight. So expect them to go 4-0 and looking like one of the better programs in the flyway once again.
Travis, a couple of other games across the state. Interesting, FVA's got a couple of good games. What, Fond du Lac, Kimberly, Nina, Kakana? Those should be some fun ones at both of those places.
Yeah, the Fox Valley Association doesn't look like we're going to have kind of that dominant runaway team. Nina has looked good, but they've got a loss. Kakana has a couple losses. Kimberly obviously had an early loss. Bondi went down last week to Appleton North. So, really competitive, really good. I don't think it's a situation where, teams are taking a step back by any means. I think it's more, there's a bunch of teams that have taken a step forward. And for so many years, we saw Kimberly dominate that league. That's just not the case anymore. It's really good football up and down the conference. There's 5 or 6 teams that are really strong, and it's going to be a challenge each and every night. And that also means that we get some pretty good football games every week in the FVA. And again, Fond du Lac looking to rebound after taking it on the chin against Appleton North last week. But going to Kimberly, that's going to be a tough one. But as we've seen over, 6 or 8 years, Fond du Lac's kind of been a little bit of a thorn in the side of Kimberly at times. So we'll see what Coach Plucker's group can do. And, of course, he's a graduate of Kimberly.
Yeah, one other game I was going to ask you about, Travis, is Lake Country Lutheran Racine St. Catharines. That's kind of an intriguing game this week too, isn't it?
It is. Interesting to see how Racine St. Catharines responds because, they're defending state champions in Division 4. They were looking very good in the early going. And then had an on-field brawl, for lack of a better term, because that's really what it was, with Milwaukee Academy of Science back in Week 2. That resulted in a large number of suspensions last week. By my count, there were 19 players, it appears, that did not play last week. They brought up a bunch of young kids that were not on the previous varsity roster, and they got blown out by Brown Deer, 48-6. I expect them to rebound, and there's just too much talent on that team that, I don't think that's indicative of the kind of team they are. But now they've got to get back to it, and they've got a Lake Country Lutheran team that's undefeated and in the top 5 in Division 5. So interesting to see how that one goes. And again, if things kind of linger out of all of that mess from a couple weeks ago.
All right, Travis Wilson, BoundWisconsin.com. We'll talk to you again tonight between 10:30 or so on Football Friday night. You check in with Chuck and Dan. Otherwise, again, tell us about BoundWisconsin.com.
Yeah, you can follow along with all the action tonight, all the final scores as they come in. I would give a strong recommendation to folks out there to download the Bound app and search out your favorite team. You can favorite them and get notifications when games go final. They'll show up right on your dashboard or your landing page on the app. You can follow the state level. You can check out the leaders. It's really an intuitive, highly informative app that's got all kinds of information right at your fingertips, the kind of stuff that people have been asking us about for years and years, and able to do that through the Bound app. So make sure you download that and follow along on everything happening in high school football.
Travis Wilson, BoundWisconsin.com. Thanks for the time, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Wade.